Hey friend, welcome to Spill It with Rios. Whether it is morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are in the world listening in, we are all about keeping it real. My name is Narissa, and I'm so excited that you are here. I want to take you on this journey where we sit down to talk about tips on how to achieve your goals while living in the moment and taking those tools to strive forward. So without further ado, let's dive right into it. Good morning, you guys. Good afternoon, everybody, and good evening, wherever you are listening in. Welcome back to Spill It with Rios, with your host, that's for me, Narissa, but you guys can call me Ness, since we're basically buddies, friends, acquaintance. Just to make it, I just want you, like I said, in this podcast, in this space, I want you guys to be unapologetically yourselves and comfortable, because we're not going to be formal. You guys know I'm not formal in these things. I just want us to seem, I want to, you guys to have the perspective of just us talking one-on-one. Okay. Today we are going to be talking about squashing haters, right? There's haters. We know there's haters out there. We're going to talk about squashing haters and ways to use your haters as motivation for your success. Basically, that's how I like to summarize squashing haters with motivation, right? Let's first talk about haters. You know, we all know not everyone's going to like us in this lifetime. There's always going to be people that are jealous, people that are just, you know, take out their, I don't want to say anger, kind of more of negativity on things they're unable to accomplish, and they'll see someone else succeeding. So in order for them to feel good, they would put the positive person, they'll put the positive person down. Now, please, if you're listening to this, whether you're driving your car, you're cooking breakfast or dinner for your family, or if you're just kind of sitting and just meditating or listening to this podcast and be like, holy crap, that's, yeah, I've been through this. You're not alone. I believe I know that everyone has gone through this at some point in their life, whether you're in high school, middle school, elementary school, if you're listening to this, for kids, college, your university, or tech school for all my adolescents out there. And then, yeah, work and adult life afterwards. We all deal with haters. And it's crazy, you know? And let's be real, haters suck because they drain out that positivity, that motivation, that move to keep going forward, because we'd be like, oh, we're gonna have that self-doubt out, and we start self-sabotaging kind of thing, you know? So I just want you guys to swallow this hard truth. Ready? No matter what you do or do not do, someone will always criticize you, right? You always get criticized. You always get some sort of opinion that they'll say you could do better, as in, oh, you know, worse. Someone may even hate you for what you choose to do. You know, whether you're starting a new business, creating a new healthy habit, starting a family, building your dream home, starting a new business on the side that may seem like a scam, or job hopping because the job that you were in currently was not aligned for you. You know, you will, I'm not going to say you will encounter obstacles purposefully presented by others. You know, these obstacles, these roadblocks in life can come in the form of hate, indifference, my two favorites, lack of support and or criticism. I feel like lack of support and criticism are the ones that I feel are the most common that we all run into. And we all know this, all of those obstacles, it's upsetting.
You know, it's upsetting. It'll upset you to your very core. It can rattle and question your ambition, leaving you basically to second guess yourself, self-sabotage yourself, and could possibly or most likely lead up to an angry reaction. You know, like if someone's gonna tell you, oh, you don't do that. I don't like it when you do that. You shouldn't be starting this business because XYZ. You shouldn't be buying that house because ABC. What's our going to be our initial, was it fight or flight reaction? We're going to respond back with, like, you know, a smart ass snarky comment. But I'm telling you, and I am guilty of this too, so that's why I'm telling myself and I'm telling you guys that people who want to bring you down when you're on the path to creating something great in your life, they are not worth it. Must I say that again? I am telling you, and I'm going to tell myself this, that people who want to bring you down when you're on the path of creating something great or something new in your life, something for you, they're not worth it. Hard to hear. I know it is hard. Instead, let the hate, indifference, criticism, all of that, let that fuel you. Let it light a fire in your soul. Let a fire under your booty and fuel your change as you pursue your path and the ch and achieve the success you desire in life. And live the life you want to live. Listen, you guys, I know. From firsthand experience, I'm living it to this day sometimes. I wouldn't want to say sometimes. I am living it with certain life decisions, business decisions, or even social decisions. I know from firsthand that when you do something unconventional or, in quotes, go against the norm, various reactions will come your way, and many of those reactions will not be positive. I've never directly experienced a reaction, but there will be some reactions that I've seen secondhand where it's going to be pure hate directed right your way. So instead of succumbing to any negativity, let it motivate you. Be the best version of yourself and arise above hate. Be an example of a person that does not engage or perpetuate hate in this world. You guys know I have four kids, and I've told them every day to be the best version of yourself and be, and I want myself as their mom, bonus mom, be an example for them to not let hate get to them. And we all know it's easier said than done. Trust me. Be mindful and use any negative energy as in like an affirmation or confirmation that you are on the right path. Oh, you're going to be negative towards me or negative towards my decision? I'm pretty sure I'm going on the right path because you're not seeing the opportunity or the benefit that I'm seeing that I see for myself. I see for, let's say, I'll use me for an example. I see for myself. I see for my partner. I see for my kids and I see for my family and my professional life. Let the hate fuel you. Okay. And I'm really dislike saying this, but let me drop some truth bombs here for you guys. The people telling you these criticism, the negativity, let the criticism, negativity, and craziness that they're saying, let that represent them. That doesn't represent you, that represents them. All right? Because think about it. Often when people hate what you're doing or criticize you or make fun of you for pursuing your dreams, it's a reflection of the lack in their own life. It's something that they lack. So it's they see you going above and beyond with your life and you're living the, you know, living the life that they probably might want. that it's more a reflection on them saying like, oh my gosh, no, this, they're going to be negative towards you. But in reality, they're the ones that want that, and they're not doing that for themselves. So like I said, let it fuel you and let the negativity represent them. Okay. So I want to dive in quickly, three ways particularly, in regards to rising above any hate or negativity. And the first one is, let hate emotionally charge you. When we are on the short end of receiving harsh criticism, you know, it will, you'll feel small, you'll feel weak, and you question your own choices in life, right? So turn that around. Let the negative responses, like I said, emotionally charge you. Like I said, no matter what you do and do not do, someone will always criticize you. Right, Wendell? I know. So do what you're going to do, no matter what other people will say. If anything, rise above the hate and use the energy from haters to help you build a thick skin. Not to prove them wrong. Remember that. You're not trying to prove anybody wrong. But to keep the distraction of outsiders out of your mind. Because no one has the right to walk their dirty feet through you and poison your dreams of success. I'm going to be a little harsh on this one, guys, because this conversation needs to be normalized. Again, no one has the right to walk their dirty old little feet, cross your path through you, and poison. I don't know, like, that's a really strong word to use, but like, you know, mess with your mind, mess with your dreams of success. No. If they've never been in your shoes, what gives them the right to criticize you? If they don't 100% understand what your path or your walk is, why mess with your dream? You know, ponder on that and think on that. Second, hate can motivate you to clearly define and redefine what you want. I'm gonna repeat that. Hate can motivate you to clearly define and redefine what you want. Let me explain. Haters, with their hater raid, will use their energy to manipulate you to be ordinary. Let this fuel your passion to be successful, to be uniquely you, to be extraordinary, because we all are extraordinary in our own way. Why be ordinary? Use that to achieve your dreams. All right? But in order to be successful, you must do, I will say, one thing, just one, and do it often, as consistently as possible. Get clear on what you want and why. Okay? Get clear on what you want and why. When you become crystal clear, very clear on what you want and why you want it, nothing's going to bring you down. Nothing's going to shake you. No. You have the clarity right there in your head. You have the clarity in your heart. Nothing's going to shake you for what you want to do. You don't need to explain your dreams, you know, and ambitions to the world. You don't need no explanation. You don't owe an explanation to anybody. Just show them. Right? Clarity above all else is your foundation and best defense against hate and any harsh criticism. When you're not clear on what you want and why your haters will have to crack your foundation for success, lay your foundation down, thick and sturdy, with a clear vision. Revisit and redefine your vision often. Revisit your goals every week. Read them every morning, you know, morning affirmations and all that stuff. Because the best thing you can do is to rise above hate and be clear. And lastly, let hate humble you. Hate is ugly and it's negative, which is contagious. So you want to be that catalyst to change and arise above hate. Like, you know, in the face of negativity, especially when it is aimed directly at you, let your higher self walk with utter humbleness. Know that this is a part of the process. Trust the process, you know, like this too shall pass. And when it does, you will be better for it. If you should become uncertain, the best reaction is a no reaction. Do not let your emotions overwhelm you. Instead, believe that this is an obstacle that will make you stronger and more resilient for the future. There is always a lesson to be learned, no matter the situation. So when you're standing face to face with hate, ask yourself, what's the lesson here? What can I learn right now? And if you're still unsure how to rise above hate, think of it this way. Who perpetuate hate will most likely never achieve the type of success you're aiming for. Why? Simple. When you're consumed with hate, it is impossible to do great things in life. When you spread hate, you waste energy. When you waste energy, you waste time. Being at the receiving end of it hurts, yeah, no doubt. But use it to be positive instead, not a negative. You're always better off without it. You will always be better off without it. Hate is something that comes and goes. I want you to stand up, thump your chest like a crazy person, roar as loud as possible. Hate is something that comes and goes, and you will always be better off without it. I love you guys. Thank you so much for always tuning in. I cannot wait for you guys to listen in on the next couple episodes because we got some juiciness coming on the podcast. So until next one, I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks. Thank you so much for listening in. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a friend. Or share the episode on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for getting the message out. I'm humbled and grateful to be on this journey with you. So until next time, I'll talk to you again soon.